Iran Daf Chav Tesamet Beis. We are in the middle of Taisvis. We are here, the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara, just to refresh our memories, Kalhecha Deleka Ela Chamesh Sloim. If you have a father that was Yaakov and Reuven, both of them were not Nifteh. Is Kalhecha Deleka Ela Chamesh Sloim Hu Kaidem Levnoi. So he takes these five Sloim and he's paid himself with these five Sloim. My time mitzvah de gufei adifa ki pligi hecha de ike chomesh mishubodim v'chomesh b'nei chayren. There are two karkois. Rashi had learned shat that one karka was sold to lekuches when there was only a shibud on Yaakov. This karka was meshubed for Yaakov's bidyan aben, and then later Yaakov acquired another karka, v'chomesh b'nei chayrim. And this second karka is by Yaakov. Amyude sova milve d'chsiv v'teire k'chsuve b'shtar domye. That amilve k'chsuve v'teire is equivalent to k'chsuve b'shtar. So therefore, the karka that Yaakov had sold when before he had his son, so that karka is meshubed for his pidyon haben. Is bahani chamesh parik lebrei, the chamesh bnei chayren his paida lebnoi. Ozel kaim v'tovle lechamesh mishibodim ledidei. Because we all know v'aksuva v'teir k'ksuva b'shtar domi. V'rabbonan savri, Milve dechsiv b'yeraise, lav kichsuve b'shtar domi. So from that karka, bechlau, you can't be goyve, because there's no milve b'shtar, so you can't mum from lekuches. So all we have is a karka b'nei chori that's worth five sloim. Is v'hilkach mitzvah de gufei odiv. So memelus, and now the whole shaila is, who should be nivde with this karke? So we say mitzvah de gufei odiv. So Yaakov is poide himself with the b'nei chori. If y'all knew v'ksuvah teke, k'suvah v'shtar domi. So we'll use the mishubodim for the pidyon ben of Yaakov, and the b'nei chori will be used for the pinyin haben of his ben. Now let us see Taisus again. Vosel kain v'tovlu mishabdi klayma b'bnei chori poriklay lebrei. From the b'nei chayrin he's paid his son. Shim hoya paid the atzmai b'bnei chori hoya paid the b'nei mishabdi. If he would be paid himself from the b'nei chayrin, so then there would be no pidyon for his son. The mayri shenishtabdu kaidem shenayla daben. Chayosh nimkeru kaidem shenayla daben. Lachain magdem pidyon b'noi. Ve'ein kan oinola lekuches. So Rashi rest the kasha, but how could you do such a thing? The lekuches will taine pay up your pidyon with the b'nei chori. The mitzvahs b'noi olav yaisa mi mitzvahs gufay. There's a greater chiyuv on him. He has two mitzvahs, and there's zicha adin kedime of mitzvahs b'noi. That's the yisayda mitzvah. That one should be paid the b'noi. So therefore, this the b'nei chayim cannot be used for his pidyon. If I have a shaila, whose pidyon should be used for? So there's a din. Mitzvahs b'nai olav yaisimi mitzvahs gufa. He came perish akuntris. The kosher, so Taisus asks two kashas. Number one, the adarabe yeishen olav kulchais. The mitzvahs gufa odiv. The yaimru, so the lekuches, the yaimru lay, the lekuches will tine at him, ptei as atzmachov betchila, fakert. If you want to use the Bnei Chori for a mitzvah chashuve, mitzvah de gufa yodin. Ve'im yoyimah eftes atzmi mishabdi, yoyimru al ein nefroim in achos mishabodim b'mokim Bnei Chori. You could be poida yourself with that. And sure that you're stepping on the toes of the lekuchas. Bnei avaschus, that calls man is a Bnei Chori, you cannot shepherd the Mishabdi. Vafilu Pada Bnei Bechor Bnei Chori, Afilu was done already. They sold the Kalke, he sold the Kalke, but so this is Lachatchila, first of all, we have to tell him to take the Bnei Chori, and that should be for his pidyon, for the pidyon of Yaakov. Vafilu Pada Bnei Bechor Bnei Chori, Afilu, it's over and done with already. He sold the karke for the pidyon of his son. Yaimru Lekoyin, so when the Koyin will come to them, Tol Taini Inachnu Loch Mokim Ligvish Memenu Yisachomish Bnei Chori and Shuldik. For his pidyon aben, so the pidyon of the father, this you can't learn from us, there were Bnei Chori. So the Iker Shibet is on the Bnei Chori. He sold it to someone now, so we gave it from these Lekuches. Because this was Bnei Chori, so the Iker Shibet was Chal on them. Ulechach Peirishri. So therefore, the Ri does not want to learn the way Rashi says. Now the Mairi, the Gemara means as follows. Kigoin the Iker Chomesh Mishubodim meYitzchok. We have here three generations. Yitzchok, who was the father of Yaakov. Yaakov, who was a Bechor. And also Reuven, which is the son of Yaakov. Zokteri, the Mairi Kegoin the Iker Chomish Mishubodim meYitzchok. There's a Kalke that was Mishubit from Yitzchok. Yitzchak had a son Yaakov, so his karka became a shubit, als the chiyuv pidyon that an of has al b'noi. Now Tosfos says, Shason apoitiki lekoyin babu Yaakov b'noi. He made this an apoitiki that the gviya of the pidyon of Yaakov should be with this karka. The Val Akoyin was not goyve this karke, and then Yitzhak sold this karke to Lekuch. Vishuv Godo Yaakov, now Yaakov grew up, Vahoyoloi Ben, now he had a son Reuven. Va'omad Hu Ubnoi Liftois. Now, we have over here that he wasn't Nifti yet, and his son wasn't Nifti. Ve'ein lahem ela heis loim b'bnei chori. He only has a karka that's worth 5 sloim. Rabbi Yehuda sova milva ksuba b'teire kiksuba b'shtardom. V'hoyeloi apoit kois b'shtore l'koyim koydum l'chein. So this is like an apoitiki from his father's nechosim, from Yitzchak's nechosim, that from this karke, the pidyon of Yaakov should be derived, should be nigveh. Lekach goyveh mehem. So therefore, he's goyveh from this karke, because it's an apoitiki. We'll see soon in the Marsha why Tosfos brings in an apoitiki. Af al pi sheyesh b'nei chori liYaakov. Now, Tosfos was hacking on Rashi that lekuchas ahead is b'nei chori. So let the lekuchas taine. There's b'nei chori. So mom of the pidyon aben of Yaakov is b'nei chori. And we have a klal mitzvah the gufei odi. That was Tosfos kasha on Rashi. So Tosfos says, "Af al pi sheyesh b'nei chori liYaakov, lefi shemitzvosoi al nichsei oviv yoiser me al nichsei atzmai." So the chiyuv, the iker chiyuv of pidyon haben is on the father, not on the son. So memeile, so you can't say man from the bnei chayrit. Fakert, the chiyuv is Yitzchok's karkois, the iker chiyuv is on Yitzchok, and Yitzchok's karkois are mishubin to be paid the Yaakov. But he's only Yaakov has money. But in Chshivis HaMitzvah, the mitzvah was mutl on Yitzchak more than Yaakov. The choyb ha'ov al nichsei ha'ov v'loy al nichsei ha'ben is therefore ve'einam yecholim loyma hinach v'loch mokim b'nichsei Yaakov. So therefore the lekuchis cannot tie it to the koyin that Yaakov has nechosim shein olav l'shalim choyv shel ovid. He's not mechuyiv. So the ikar chiyiv is mutal al ha'ov. In al ha'ov, the ikar chiyiv is mutal al ha'ov. In the ov, so Yaakov's nechosim do not play any role in the father's chiyuv. Uminechosov ain loiklum. L'chayre taisa means to say, and minichsei ha'ov, there's nothing left. That means if there would be other karkois left, so then again the lekuchis will tainus. Hinach nelochma. We have this is Yitzchak's karkois. This bnei chori, man from the bnei chori. Ein mashma haloshen dektoni shezem mitzvosoi al ovid. Let's see again the lashon of the brayso. Tan rabbanon who lived those who died there. Who kaidem lived night? Rabbi Yehuda imel. So according to Taisus, it comes out because the Tanakama holds muva ksuva betoyre lavke ksuva b'shtar domi. So memele, so the father's kakois that were sold, they're out of the since they were sold and there was no milva b'shtar, so he came home from the lekuchas. So all we have now is the chamish b'nei chori is who kaidem levnai. So that's the klal mitzvah the gufei odik. Rabbi Yudaima b'nai kaidmai sheze mitzvosai al aviv. This that means Yaakov's pidyon is mutal al Yitzchak. V'ze mitzvas b'noi olov. So memele, so he's mechuyif. Yaakov is mechuyif to be paid the Reuven. Yitzchak is mechuyif to be paid the Yaakov. So therefore we are goyve minichsa Yitzchak for the pidyon of Yaakov. Let us just see for 1 minute a mashal. So the Masha is the pain of base and taste this. But also coin payers sha'ason apaitiki la coin. For your loy apaitikois bishta la coin. At kan le shainai. So taste says that this was an apaitiki bishta. Nire, the love the also shtar apoitiki mamish. It's not speaking about that it was written a shtar apoitiki, dim kein, vadei dloi havi gori misha milva aksuva bishta, the gori mi mishabdi. So it's not speaking about when Yitzchak made this an apoitiki, so he made this an apoitiki bishta. So then it's a milva aksuva bishta. Elokivin the suva bitoire, now that's pshat. Since it's a milvak suva b'toyres, Rabbi Yudolz Moshe saw a poitiki b'shtar. So that means it wasn't a poitiki balpe, was made in a Apoitaki already Bechaya Yitzchok, that the Kohen should be able to be Goyve from this Kalke. And now, even though it was sold, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Abba Amilva Ksu Ter Ksu Vishtar, so it gets a din of a Apoitaki Vishtar. Gam Betaisa Shishan was killed Klau Shom Da Son Apoitaki Vishtar Le Kohen. Elo Shoyim Vishibodim Me Yitzchok Abi Yaakov. Da Hashtayin Yecholim Loima Hinachnu Loch Mokim Benitza Yaakov, because the Chiv is on the father, so what are you going to Nitza Yaakov? Miyu yesh li ayin bedivri atoisvis shalafoneinu. Gam im nefosh to lav apaitiki mamish kamam yechiach oisam leforish klar dava kamay apaitiki. Why did Tais have to go into this whole inyan of apaitiki? Yitzchak made an apaitiki, and it's an apaitiki bishtar, and Amayle Avis Agilu Davik Kimay Shibit Bishtar Palme. Fakel, where does Apaitiki come in? That means the Kalke that Yitzchak possessed was Meshubit for Yaakov's Pidyon. And now the Shail is it can you mum from Lakuchas? You'll move like Suvatek Suvim Bishtar Dami. You can mum from Lakuchas. If it's Lakuch Suvim Bishtar, you can't mum. Why do we need this new injection of apaitaki, another factor. The yesh li yashiv shetzrichen lekach, the im neforish, loy havi elo kishibud bishtar ba'alme. If we would say it's only a shibud bishtar, so we have here Yitzchok has a karke that was mishubit for Yaakov's pidyon. But given the mitzvah, the gufay odit, but since there's a clown, that's what Taisvus was asking on Rashi, mitzvah, the gufay is odit, aval gav the kfar hu choyv shibud al Yitzchak odit, mikol mokim nichsei b'nei Yaakov, shehein b'nei choyrim, koydin ligveis mehen es pidya nafshe. That means if there's a klal of mitzvah de gufay odif, see, even though there is another kalke that is mishubit for the pidyon of Yaakov, but this b'nei chayrim, there's a concept of mitzvah de gufay odif. So memele, so I have a mitzvah pidyon aben, I have a kalke, this is a mitzvah, so memele, so with this kalke, I could pay up my son's pidyon, I can pay my own pidyon, I should pay my own pidyon. So even though it's mishubit, but with my kalke, if I have two alternatives, I should zicher do, that's what the Gemara says, mitzvah de gufa yodit. Ilav dahavi kemoi apoitiki bishtar al nifsa Yitzchak abiyah. Vahavik emoishin nigva kfar bepidyon b'noi Yaakov. It is just like it was nigva kfar bepidyon b'noi Yaakov. And a poitiki makes like ki'ilu, so this is paid up already. And a poitiki is more than shibud. And a poitiki is ki'ilu, it was paid up. So it was paid up. So memela, so what are you saying? Mitzvah the gufi odif. My pidyon is taken care of already. It's three quarters by the kain already. So it's not mutzvah bechlal to think about my pidyon. Lo yuchal loyma hinachnu v'sulay midi v'doik. Yeah. Now to have a shtikel ha'oram toisves. Taisu says, "Ve'inam yechaylam loymei nachnulach mokim benichse Yaakov." The lekuches can't aine nachnulach mokim benichse Yaakov. Shein olam l'shalom chayv shalove. There's no taina of hinachnu because he's not mechuyev to pay his father's chayvus. Uminechasov. Ain like klum. Now, what does this mean? Umin nechasov ain like klum. So I understood, and from the other nichs nechasim of Yitzchak, there's nothing left. I think that's what Taisus means. And the nechasim ain't like look. So it seemed from Taisus, if minachasim, if Yitzchak had left over, let's say, two kalkois, so then the halacha would be that you can't mourn from the lekuchas. Why are you mourning from the lekuchas? Mourn from these nechasim. There are nechasim over here. So lechera about less tasteless means that the minachasim was an apaiteki. He didn't leave over an apaiteki, because if lechera, if the tasteless being about nechasim, that's not an apaiteki. It's not an apaiteki. The Marsha says that even though there's a mitzvah aloviv, but if he would have, without an apaiteki, the halacha of mitzvah the gufei odif would be machia, that he should use his nechasim for his own pidyon. The only reason we don't say this is because it's nigval yidei apaiteki. Lest I smith him nechasim ain loy klum. He didn't leave over any nechasim that he made in apaiteki, and is not biyad lekuches. Maybe that's what Taisus means. Let us go further. Look to Gemara Baita, Tana Rabbanim. Liftois as benoi belalois l'regel. A person has sufficient money to do one of two mitzvahs, either to make pidyon haben, or he'll be oi l'regel. He needs the money for the oi l'sriye, or the etzem expenses. Taisus Riya Zokin says, tzoich mois leitzois aderech. He needs, there are two mitzvahs that are confronting him. So the Tanakhama says, Paida es benoi v'acharkach v'ilo l'regel. So if this money you use for pidyon haben, and if you'll get money later, you'll be ilo l'regel. If you don't get money later, it's a finish, you're an onish, you don't have money. Rabbi Yehuda oima ilo l'regel v'acharkach paida es benoi. Now you have money, now you're ilo l'regel. Pidyon haben, later you'll get more money, you'll be paid it. So we have here a machlokes, which mitzvah is nidche mipnei the other mitzvah. So Rabbi Yehuda, who says oilo l'regel v'achakach paydes benoi, he goes with a cheshbon shezu mitzvah iveres v'zu mitzvah she'ena iveres. A poshet a cheshbon that now there's a mitzvah to be oilo l'regel. What'll happen, Hastis? You'll be paid in advance, so you mevatel this mitzvah. This mitzvah, if it won't be in the sky now, you'll be mevatel the mitzvah. Pidyon haben, you have time to be mekayim pidyon haben. You don't have any money now, so you can. So it's shayach for you to be mekayim eventually both mitzvahs. That's if you'll be now use the chamish loim for alila regel. But if you're going to take this money for another mitzvah, so you mevatel the mitzvah alila regel. That is the svarah of Rabbi Yehuda. Bishlam Rabbi Yehuda, kidakama taime. Al Rabbonon, my time are you? Tamar cross, so they said it's a xeris akosim. The posuk says, kol b'chir b'necho tifte v'hoda lo yiro p'honei reikom. He says it's a xeris akosim that in Seder, the Seder is, you first have to take care of the pidyon haben, and then there's a mutlan yu achiv of lo yiro p'honei reikom. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbon, minayim shimhoyu loy chamisha bonim mechamesh nashim. Person has five bechoyrim from five different wives. Shechad livdeis kulam. Tamud loyma, kol bechoyr bonecha tivda. All the bechoyrim you have to be paid. And the kol is coming to tell us, if you have five pitrei rechem, you have to make five pidyon haben. Fragt die Gemara Pshita, be Petal Rechem Tolol Rachmone. The Torah says, Petal Kol Rechem, you have to be paid. So if he has five wives, five Petrei Rechem, Vashneitzach, he has to be paid five times. So Moses says, Mao, the Taimanei Lepacher Becher Minachlo. maybe we'd learn out the b'chayr from Pidyon, from the b'chayr of Nachla. Ma lo holon by Nachla, the criteria is reishis oinoi, has to be the first child. Afkan reishis oinoi is kamash malon. Then no, we do not compare these two b'chayrim. The b'chayr of Pidyon is totally in petarechem. It's not totally at all with reishis oinoi. Zogt die Gemara weiter, Lelam dei teure. Now the father is chayev, Lelam dei teure. Min olam. Tachsiv, Limatem oisam es b'neichem. It says you should teach your children. Beheichad uloi agmarei avua. What if his father did not teach him? Mechayev, Ihu lemigmar nafshem. Tachsiv, Ulamatem oisam. Shmartem lasois. This is a different pasuk. The first pasuk is a lashon piel, v'limatem oisam, so that means you should teach. And then there's another pasuk, l'matem, you should learn. And the mitzvah of learning is going on the son alone. The father didn't teach him, it's a hiva l'matem. So the Gemara says, ihi minolom v'loy mechay. How do you know a mother is not mechuyiv to teach her son? Receive the limatem ulamatem. This is a kriya naksiv. The kriya is the limatem. The siv is ulamatem. You could say, so kol she mitzuve lilmoy, mitzuve lelamay. Kol she eine mitzuve lilmoy, eine mitzuve lelamay. So since a woman is not mitzuve to learn, so she's not mitzuve to teach her son. So the Moshe says, how do you know she's not mechuyev to learn? Lameil of nafsha, tachsiv velimatem ulematem. Kol sha'acherim mitzuvim lelamdoi mitzvah lilmeides atzmai. The mitzvah that is mutal on a person to learn himself is if others are mitzuvah to teach him, then there's a din that if he did not learn, so he's mechuyev to learn himself. B'chol she'en acherim mitzuvim lelamdoi, ein mitzuvim lelamides atzmai. Minayim she'en acherim mitzuvim lelamdo, tamakov limatem oisam es b'neichem v'loi b'neiseichem. So going backwards, that we see from this pasuk, there's no chiyuv to learn, to teach a daughter. And if there's no chiyuv to teach a daughter, so we have a hekesh, whoever is not chiyuv to teach her, she's not mechuyev to teach herself. And then we have another limut, whoever is not mechuyev to teach themselves, they're not mechuyev to teach their children. Zogt Rashi, d'chsiv ulamatem kachino, ulamatem oisim mishmaltem lasoisim. Lai mechayv ulamad es beno, d'chsiv limatem es beneichem, kribei ulamatem. That ulakshuni, the lemivke de, she's not mitzuve lumeid acherim yilumeid acherim ha'ov weiter Tana Rabon hu lumeid u benoi lumeid. Now this is a very interesting gemara, that hu lumeid, he wants to learn, and then the son also wants to learn, and there's only panosa for one of them. Is ukaidam livnai, so his mitzvah of limud is before the mitzvah of b'nai. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, im b'nai zoris umemuloch, the Talmudai miskayim biyoda, b'nai kaidmai. Rabbi Yehuda says that if his son will be a greater mutzlach in learning, b'nai kaidmai, so then the b'nai has a din kadima. That is a moiradika machlekes between the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Aruch HaShulchan Pshat in this gemara. The Shulchan Aruch, Agav, says as follows, that this whole machlokes, there's no machlokes really, we just have two cases. If they're equal, who kaidav levnai? There's no machlokes. And Rabbi Yehuda says, but if the son is his meiridik potentials to be much more masliach than the father, b'nai kaidma. So the Shulchan Aruch Agav says, so this whole halacha is only speaking about b'nai. Here there is such a scenario. There's a chiyuv to learn yourself. Ulematem, there's a chiyuv velimatem. And it seems both of these chiyuvim are mutal al ho'ov. So if there's, in the end result, if they're equal, so the end result, the amount of yediyas ha'teira which will come about will be the same if he learns if the son learns. So then there's a p'china of hu kaidem levnai. Mamela, this a mitzvah lilmeid laatzmei lilmeid lebnai, the mitzvah shpulei. So then there's a din of chayecha kaidmen. What is if the son will learn in the mitzvah of limata moisim as b'neichem, there will come out a greater ribuy atayre. That's another story. So therefore this mitzvah is more chashuv. The mitzvah, the both are equal mitzvahs, but now there's the ribui teire, which will become this rabbi, ayidei limud benois, that's machir, that this is a more chashuv mitzvah. Zok to Shulchan Aruch Hara, but what will be if you only have the scenario of father and a son? We have two people, Reuven and Shimon. And Shimon is a Meiridik Baal Kishrin, and Reuven is not a Baal Kishrin. And Reuven will have a suffix, who lil mait, who or Shimon? What should I do? If I'll support Shimon, come out a Rizike Talmud Chochim, I'll go in Eilam, if I'll learn, I'll learn. So to Shulchan Aruch Hara, there's no such thing. The Gemara is Meiridik Meduyik. Who in b'noi zoriz b'noi kaidmai? Chazal were only speaking about in this mitzvah, because I have two mitzvahs on me. But to see that Yenis should learn, he says, yeah, this brought down in Shulchan Aruch. If a person doesn't know how to learn, so he should be marzik the loim day teire. That's if he doesn't know how to learn. Fine. But if I do know how to learn, so I want to learn, I want to sit, so I'll only learn at Daf Yomi. I won't, whatever it is, I'll sit, I'll learn the whole day, and that's all what I'll accomplish, whatever I'll accomplish. And if he'll be sitting and learning, be Layla Layla. So the Shulchan Aruch Harab says, Agmar, there's no such din. That's who kaidim. If it's his learning, the Yanim's learning, his learning is it kaidim. And Aruch HaShulchan is chaylik on him, and he says, in Simen Reish Mem Hei, Baruch HaShulchan says as follows, because there's a whole shaila what a father is mechuyiv to teach a son. We have later a whole sugi, if he's only mechuyiv to teach a mikra, so then if that's only the father's chiyiv, then the whole cheshbin of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, it doesn't stim. He's not mechuyiv to teach him, or if he's only mechuyiv to teach him mikra, some emela, so this whole cheshbon doesn't make sense. So therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says, lav davke ba'ov ben do'odim b'shnayim acherim, kach d'shimen achi yazaye, b'yisoch ha'zvulen, והשכר והמצווה לשניהם בשובד, זה יומד, זה יפר נסוי. That's what's going to be. So ממילא, so we have our מחלוקת, but the lashon הגמרא is very meduyik, like the Shulchan Aruch Harav. He brings the schar in Kuntosachin, בנוי, in בנוי זוריס, right. Ki ha de Rav Yaakov berei de Rav Acha ba Yaakov. Now the Gemara relates. And so the Gemara relates a Maisa. Shadrei avu lekami da bayin. Rav Ache Bar Yaakov sent his son Rav Yaakov to learn by Abai. He also, when he came back, he didn't come back. He came back. The Ben Yoda says he didn't come back. He came back. He's going to go back soon. He just came back. Samazai. So, Chozye Deloy Havi Mechadad on Shmaita. So he started talking to him and learning. He was there by Abai already 2 years already, and it's not. There's no klokite. I'll be much more matzliach than you by Abaye. Tiv at, so you remain here. The ezel ano, and I'm gonna go. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Imoye b'noi zoriz, v'or broye she yatzliach mimenu, v'ein lo yisipet nechosem she yilmedu shneim, and he'll support his son. So Rav Moshe has two ha'ores on this Gemara so far. He says he doesn't understand what happened in the beginning. Why did he send him in the beginning? I mean, he just told him, he didn't know the kishchenes of his son. I mean, there's a shaila over here. It seems the one who understands better, that's the one that should be learning in yeshiva. So in the beginning, if he mutzitzer, so why did he say Rabbi Yaakov should go? I mean, mikol ha'makasav l'psev makasav. He didn't know how much his son knew. Now, but that's a little modern. That's one ha'ara he asks, and then the second ha'ara he asks that. The Gemara brings down this Maise to these two members that we had till now. Who Lilmoit, Obnoi Lilmoit, who Kaidim Lovnoi. That's number one. Number two, if the son is better, so Bnoi Kaidim. Ki Hoda Rav Yaakov, Reda Vacha Ba Yaakov. So the Maise, this Maise was Mamish, a third case. It's not one of these two cases. This was that, but yet the father was better. I mean, the Gemara brings down Kiho, like this is the Gemara, this is from this Maise, now we know the Allah I just told you. This Maise is a third case. Al Koponim, Shoma Abaye the Kohavo. See, now we're going to have a very interesting Maise. So Abaye heard, we're getting a new Talmud, one Talmud is leaving, we're getting, his father's coming, Ravach is coming. Shoma Abaye the Kava Osi. Now, so Abaye thought, Abach is coming, now we'll be able to. There was a problem that was in the yeshiva, and now, with Abach around, we'll solve the problem. Ava hu mazik be rabbonon da Abaye. There was a shed that was in the base medrash of Abaye. V'chi ave aili betrain afilu biyamome. Usually, a mazik is not mazik to people, not bayoim. This mazik was so strong. I feel that two people came into the Beis Medrash by day, Ave Mitziki, they were genizik, and there was a problem. There was no one that could exterminate this mazik. It was a bitre geshaft. But Abaye held, Rav Acha will take care of it. Rav Acha will see something. So we have to Amalohu. So before Rav Acha came, he did a little shtickel over here by it. Leilesiv leinish uspisa. That when Rav Acha is coming, so he's going to look around for a place where to stay, where to sleep. So no one should offer him their house, he should sleep there. So Rav Acha won't have an eitz, so he's going to sleep, so he'll sleep in Beis Medrash. That's what I want. Let Rav Acha be sleep in the Beis Medrash. There'll be a frontal attack with this mazik. Ulai, after the mischachesh nisse, maybe a nes will happen. Helta maise. No, so Al Kaponim Rav Acha came, and no one offered him a place where to stay. His boss, Bahi Be Rabbana, so he slept in that Beis Medrash. And they say yes. Idmelei Kitanina, so this mazik was doime to a nachosh, the Shiva reish vase, that had seven heads. Kol kriya dekora nota chad reishe. And it wasn't a bush of the mice over here. You have a nachosh with seven heads. So Ramacha was mispalu. And the kriya was a kriya mitoich tefillin. Kol kriya dekora nota chad reishe. Fine. And that took care of the mazik. He was headless and finished. And now the Beis Medrash became usable again without any hazekis occurring to the Talmidim. But Rav Acha the Gevaldike Taina Anabaye, this Amalei, so he Amalehu Lamochi Lei Yischachesh Nisus Akintin. Very nice of you. You put me in the together with this mazik. If a nes would not have occurred, I would have been in a sakana. Now, the Marsha mentions over here, and I saw in Erd Dalyo from Rabbeinu of Gedalia Shoz, Zechenu Baruchem, in Parshas Vayishlach, really the Machna says it over here also, that this union of seven heads, there's in Keiches HaTumah, there's seven different Keiches. And with each tefillah, he was Mevatl one Keiach. We find by Yaakov Avinu, when he encountered Esav, so he also bowed down seven times. It says in the Zohar HaKadosh, he wasn't bowing down to Esav, he was bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch. And forget each, so there also, so they shtel tzu, so Esav was molei with keiches hatumen. He was. And each kriya took away from Esav one koyach atumah. After all seven kriyas, so lemaisa, all the koyaches atumah that were nislabish in Esav became bottle. So now, Balyu, I think that the Machna says this. Vuhu ova lifneim. Yaakov Avinu went first. Vayishtachu arzo sheva pomim. This is there, Kaddish said he was, it was mishtachve seven times to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Ad gishtoi ad ochiv, till he came to the nekuda of his brother. Esav ochiv li Yaakov. That means, in that zman, and that's why it says, vayoretz Esav likrosi vichatkeyu, vayipol atzvo vishakeyu, and then Rashi brings up shat b'chol liboy. The tefillah of the Ashtachavor and the tefillah of Yaakov had accomplished that all the tumah that was nislabish in Esav became bottle. They became achen in Noshkai Becholiboy. But this didn't last too long. It was a Pesazai. But at that time, that's what happened. He accomplished it that for a short period of time it was. That there was achve between them and al kaponim. That's what the mafoshim say. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says as follows. Bei rabbonon bei samedo shrochik menayishav habe leleisev leinish ushpiza laravache ba'al kocha yom bebei samedrish. Now Rashi says in Psalm Megillah, Umitech chasidusoi yeyosoloi nes biyaroi ges hamazik. So Rashi says chasidusoi. Bos lon idab idmelei mazik atinini de sheba reishu sheloi sheba gul goylus. Seven heads. Kol kriya de kore rab acha mispalo aloisai mazik. It was a tefillah. Nosa chad reishe, sakintin sekanta moisi. So the Marsha asked, what was the cheshbin with Abaye? I mean, Abaye is very good. Abach is cheshbin. Put him into sakone, and all Abaye had to say, efshe de misrach ishleinis, maybe an eswa, but it's worth a try.
and Rav Acher's plates, it's worth a try. How do you do such a thing? You put it in Sakone, Efshe the Mizrachish Leinise. And then the Marsha asks a second question. He asks, and Afila Anes Vulaka is Menachin Leizachu Yosef, a person that does Anes, I mean, it's, there's high rates for Nisim. The Benjum does Anes for a person is Menachin Leizachu Yosef. So what's the Cheshbon with Abaye? So there's a very interesting Marsha. The Marsha says, Abaye was only afraid of one thing. He was afraid, he said, the tefillah from Rav Acher was icha work. And if a person, if a person is mispalo, the Rabbeinu Shlom will make that the mazik will die, that's not a nes. That's tefillah, that's the kayach of tefillah. That's not this is not a nest. I mean, this is tefillah. That's the seder of tefillah. He was afraid of one thing. Maybe the chassidus of Rav Acher before he even starts davening efshe the mizrachi shleinise. So then, take tzedens menachem lemizchiyosa. That was the shaila. So the shaila was, so that was Abaye's cheshbon. Abaye's cheshbon was, oh listen, we have to get rid of the mazik. Maybe there won't be a nes, and it's in the, so Rav Acher will not have any loss whatsoever. His tefillah will do it. What schus will he have? We have a schus harab, we can learn the base medesh. We have to understand, Rav Acher had a taina later. Rav Acher had a taina that, nise sakantin. I don't know what Rav Acher's taina was. He tainted that, he says his tefillah b'chal wasn't toil on the koyach of his tefillah. It was a nest that he was nitzel. He said, oh, the whole cheshbon of Abaye is nishayis kahalten. And my tefillah b'chlal not patuach, and it would have been as either as a kono, who knows what have been, nisrachish nise. Tano rabbonon, lumaid teira velisa isha. There are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of limud teira, velisa isha. Is Yilmai Teire V'achakach Yisa Isha. So let him first learn Teire. Then he'll get married. Let him first learn Zamiradike Shulchan Aruch HaRav that says Zamiradike Yisad over him. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says as follows. There's a mitzvah of Pirya Baribya. It's a mitzvah Rabbi. Afal Pikein, the Gemara says, Yilmai Teire, Vachakach Yisa Isha. Like this, we have a klal by all mitzvahs, a mitzvah she efshe liskayim ayidei acherim. So you shut the Gemara, and then you do the mitzvah. Here there's a mitzvah rabbe of Pirya Verivye, and, it's time for that. Yilmai Teire, Vachakach Yisa Isha. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says Amir Dekezach. There's two mitzvahs in Limud HaTorah. There's Yediyas HaTorah, and when he speaks about Yediyas HaTorah, it means to know Torah in its entirety, which means the Tayag mitzvahs with the halachas. There's a gvul of Kol HaTorah Kula. Not with all Rav Chaim Zimris Kerovsk. I mean, this is a good to learn, to know Kol HaTorah Kula, the mitzvahs with the perush. That's Lumay Torah. If he gets married, forget about it. So this goal that he had to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, now the Gemara says, Rechaim Al Tzavod, Yasek B'Torah, that means he'd be able to, in 2 years, he'd be able to get a ID in Kol HaTorah Kula. And if he gets married, who knows?
if it'll ever be niskayim. So, and if he stoops it off, so this is a bittel of the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. Yediyas HaTorah is Talmud Torah Keneged Kul Mitzvah Hashem, then all mitzvahs together. Not what there is a halacha, that the mitzvah she'epshel is kayim a yedei acherim, is mevatel Talmud Torah. He says, that's talking about a bittel l'shoh. I'm learning now for 5 minutes. My father wants a glass of water. There's no one around to give him the water. I go and shut the Gemara and I give him the water. Because that's not a bittel of, I'm not mevatel. That means in the tmidius, the kechiv of limadat Torah, so you're mafsik. Then I'm gonna go back and learn. But here the problem was that this goal, which he's capable of accomplishing, will go down the drain. That's the shayla over here. So memele, so the Gemara says, Lilmay teire v'lisa isha, is yilmay teire v'acha kach yisa isha. So that he should do. V'imi ev shaloi v'loi isha, he can't learn, it's matre, doesn't have a cup to learn. Is then as isha isha v'acha kach yilmay teire. So finish, so then, he can't learn side by side. It's matred him. So memeila. So then is he sheish ba'achach yul meteirah. What I will be able to learn, he'll learn. Ama Rabbi. So bekitzer. Ama Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Halacha noisei sheba'achach yul meteirah. No, it's preferable to marry and then to learn teirah. Rabbi Yochanan Ama rechaim betzavori v'yasek meteirah. Like he said, it's preferable to learn, to get married and then to learn Rechaim b'tzavori. So the Gemara says, v'loi pligi ha'lon v'ha'lohu. It matters, there's a difference, the b'nei bovel or the b'nei eretz Yisrael. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, ha'lon ha'lohu. B'nei bovel ha'ya ha'ychen. So, lon is us, that's the b'nei bovel. So that means he doesn't have any till this is left over the wives and bubble. So Gemara in Gittin, so he says that's not the proper thing to do. But Bekitzer Rashi says they left over the wives at home is noisei ishe v'have b'loi hiru. So Fakert Rashi says, this is the ideal oifen of limud. We're killing two birds with one stone. That means, it'll be noisei ishe. That means, and it can learn, it doesn't have the tildes habayis Allah. Is memela, is, so therefore, he should get married, that's Allah. As it seems, the Ike Melchiz Atera was in Eretz Yisrael, so the Bnei Bavel came to Eretz Yisrael, they were able to concentrate on learning, and they had a Maile, the Have Beloi Hiro. Luhu Livnei Eretz Yisrael. Haloim Dim Bim Kaimam, the Ike Melchiz Atera was in Eretz Yisrael, so they go home for that night. Im noisei isha, so then there's a lot of things that you have to do. Yetzolchei abayis mutolim olof. So then there's a lot of things he has to do. V'yivat luho. So that'll shter him from learning. So there, Rabbi Yochanan said, Rechaim al tzavori v'yasek b'toira. That means the issues, that means everyone is moide that there is a maile in yisei isha v'achakach yil meitoira. You have a Torah betare, but le'idar gise, the shailas, but will you have a, we end up with a Torah, that's the shaila. Or the way we mentioned with the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, will you end up with a yediyas HaTorah? So the Gemara says, there's no machlokes. The B'nai Bavel were able to accomplish everything, the learning Torah betare, and also the learning Torah betare, and they're also capable of learning Torah without Tildes. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael, if they'll get married first, so there'll be a b'china of Rechaim al Tzavori, so therefore, by them it should be Yilmei Torah Even though it won't be this darga of tahara that they would have if they would have married an isha, but al kaponim they'll still chaparain yilmei Torah.